Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Sonny Sumter, CEO of DC Jazz Festival.
And we are talking once again this year because we're now in the 17th annual DC Jazz Fest, which returns to the nation's capital and around the area, September 1st through 5th. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Jason.
All right. So before we get into this year's festival, remind us sort of what has transpired for DC Jazz Fest over the past year and a half or so. I mean, last year, I think we interviewed you and it was a whole virtual thing. So explain sort of the crucible you've been through to get back out and to actually do this thing again.
Well, you know, we were virtual last year and we decided this year that we would do an in-person live celebration at the Wharf, along with a few other venues around the city starting September the 1st. So we plan a tremendous gathering. We're sold out in many areas. And then as we're looking at what's happening currently with the pandemic, we decided we needed to pull it back. So now we are requiring a vaccination card or COVID negative test within 72 hours of the event date. So we are in line with so many other arts presenters around the country that are doing the same.
So how does this work? I mean, the requirement is, you know, they have to show their proof of vaccination or a negative test. Is that for the indoor events only, or are there outdoor events as well where they have to like come up to like a little gate before they come in, or how does it work?
It's indoor and outdoor. Our feeling is that there's so many people gathering that we need to make sure that we're not only protecting our patrons, but our artists, our volunteers, our producers, our staff. So we're requiring everyone, including ourselves, to be vaccinated. Everyone will have to whip out a card, either a hard copy or show it on their phone, or we'll have to show proof of a negative COVID test. And we'll be doing it right at check-in.
Gotcha. And one last bit of, I know this is not the fun part, but we'll get into the fun part in a second. So in addition to that, they have to wear masks inside as well, right?
Indoors. And you know, that's the DC mayor's mandate. So they have to wear masks indoors. That's absolutely right.
Gotcha. Well, it's cool that you're able to find a way to keep it going in some form. You know, it's been definitely a weird year, almost 2 years now. So, well, cool. Now let's pivot into some of the fun stuff. Who are we actually going to get to hear this year? Is there, are there certain events you want to highlight, or would you rather just run through? Let's do it this way. Who's on the opening ceremony?
We've got Joshua Redman, Grammy Award winning saxophonist. And then because it's at the House of Sweden, we have a Swedish artist by the name of Siren Tip, who's really incredible and has an international following because she's a climate change activist as well. So she's coming. That's the opening ceremony happening at the House of Sweden.
And that's in Georgetown?
That's in Georgetown. You have to have an invitation to go to that, though.
Gotcha. But it's a cool thing we can highlight as like a cool kickoff. And then let's move sort of chronologically then. So that's the kickoff on Wednesday, September 1st in Georgetown. As for Thursday, September 2nd, who do we have performing then?
We are doing a tribute to Andrew White. If you saw the Summer Soul movie that Questlove did over the summer, Andrew White was the bass player playing with Stevie Wonder. He's from DC, and we're doing a special tribute to him at Howard University and also at Westminster Church. And those of you who know about jazz in this town, you know one of the best places to hear jazz is at Westminster Church in Southwest. So we're doing a big tribute, bringing musicians from around the country to pay tribute to him.
Awesome. And isn't there also the Janelle Gill Quartet?
And we are also having Janelle Gill, DC Zone, performing at Krieger. That's an afternoon lunch concert, and it's free. So you can go to Krieger Museum to make sure you register. All events, you'll have to register, even if they're free, to be able to go.
Okay. And then Friday, September 3rd, what do you have? You have a cool partnership with one of the museums in town.
Yes, we do. We have the Phillips Collection, longtime partner. We usually do Jazz and Families Fun Days in June as part of Calorama Walk Weekend. So this year we're in September and we are featuring Langston Hughes II, an emerging saxophonist who won the Emergency Award here in DC. He'll be performing with his group on September 3rd at the Phillips Collection.
Now, Langston, actually related to Langston Hughes, the Langston Hughes.
He is not related, but he uses it as much as he can. And he is a poet in some way. So he's definitely recognized, and people are constantly asking him, are you related? And sometimes he says yes.
Well, I guess if you do the math, there's no way he would be Langston Hughes the second.
That's true. There you go.
He'd be a little old for that. All right, cool. All right, and then Saturday, September 4th, lots of cool musicians. Who do we got?
September 4th at the Wharf, Regina Carter is doing a Grand Night of Strings, which is featuring herself and Jenny Scheinman and String Queens and Michael Bowie Trio. The Maria Schneider Orchestra, we cannot believe that this orchestra is coming and doing an outdoor event. Usually you hear them at Lincoln Center, at Carnegie Hall. Maria just won the Grammy, so she's bringing her Pulitzer Prize winning orchestra to the Wharf. Orrin Evans out of Philadelphia is bringing a Brazil project. Lakeisha Benjamin is doing a tribute to John and Alice Coltrane. Pedrito Martinez, this amazing Cuban percussionist, is bringing his group. Lauren Latisse out of Philadelphia is coming. Carr Keys, that's Paul Carr. Marshall Keys, I know many people out there know these two amazing saxophonists from the area. They're combining their sounds for a wonderful ensemble. And then the Ernest Turner Trio out of North Carolina that won the Jazz Prix a couple of years ago, will be performing. And that's all happening on three stages at the Wharf on the 4th.
Wow. And I mean, come on, a musician named Carr and a musician named Keys come together, and it's Carr Keys. That name writes itself. That's perfect.
They knew it. So it's a great name to put together. You're right.
It's meant to be. All right, cool. And then rounding it all out on Sunday, September 5th, a bunch more names that people will recognize. Now, why don't you run through some of them?
So first of all, I love John Scofield, amazing Grammy Award winning guitarist. He's coming on the 5th, along with, we're doing a Billy Taylor tribute. We know Dr. Billy Taylor from his jazz program at the Kennedy Center. He's a DC, he was a DC icon for years. We're honoring his centennial. In July, he would have been 100 years old. And so we're bringing Cyrus Chestnut, Alan Johnson, Afro Blue, Wynard Harper, and Chip Jackson, who are in his band. They're all performing to pay homage to Billy Taylor. We're also, the Spanish Harlem Orchestra's coming down from New York. And anybody who came to anything Club Quarantine and checked out DC Nice knows what I'm talking about. He's going to bring a dance party to the Jazz Fest, closing it out on the 5th. We're so excited that he said yes, and he's coming. But I do also want to mention Emmanuel Wilkins Quartet. These are emerging artists. EJB Quartet, and then Chuck Red Quartet, who's a vibraphonist. Chuck Red is an amazing vibraphonist. And then through our Cultural Italian Institute partnership with the Embassy of Italy, we are bringing the Marco Pignataro Jazzette. We are so excited that he's coming from New York with this.
Great. And then in addition to all of those artists that you mentioned Sunday, Sunday the 5th is also going to have the DC Jazz Pre-Finals.
It is. This is the 7th annual. And these artists, I don't even know. I can't imagine who's going to win it. But they're from three countries. They're from Cuba, the UK, and the Bahamas. And they are bringing it. These kids can play. I'm so excited. I'm going to be in the room rooting for all of them. Any of them could win because they're just that exceptional.
So you can literally watch these three finalists duke it out and hear some great music in the process. Are the audience voting, or is it judges, or how does that work?
We have anonymous judges, and the audience will have a role in voting. So they'll get a chance to go online and vote. Absolutely.
Wow. So you can actually crown the winner there in real time disorder. What better way to close out the festival? That's great. All right. Well, anything else you want to say in closing? You know, I mean, I know we mentioned we're in the 17th year, but anything about the festival historically, like, you know, like how it's evolved over the years, or how much it's grown, and that kind of thing?
So, you know, the Jazz Fest, the DC Jazz Fest, because sometimes when you think of Jazz Fest, we think of New Orleans. So we're going to really, they take the coveted Jazz Fest name. But the DC Jazz Fest, we really have become a jazz takeover in DC. I remember 2 years ago, we had over 80,000 people in just one day. Really, people do come here. We've become a premier destination for this great music. One, because so many of the finest talents that's playing in other bands and in their own bands, they they went through DC's institutions, whether it was Duke Ellington School of the Arts or the Jazz Academy out of Montgomery County or others. And then, you know, we have so many fantastic artists that are on our lineup every year. We've become the go-to festival. So we're excited. We're thrilled. We can't wait to celebrate all things jazz in DC.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait either. Again, it's the 17th annual DC Jazz Fest, September 1st through 5th. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Jason. Always good to be with you.